Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
Just want to break these down a little bit. So the first one they talk about is prophet. Now, I don't want you to kind of think, oh, I'm a prophet. Maybe we'll leave that word out. How about insightful? How about another word like perceiver? And to be insightful, you see things that others can't see. People come and see, man, I'm trying to deal with this. I can't see my way through it. And as they begin to talk, you begin to see clearly what their answer is. And maybe you can reflect it back to them. It's someone who's got insight into a situation or a person, what they're going through, or where their future trajectory will end up if they don't make some changes. So insightful. Who loves those people in their life? Sure. Okay, the other one is a server. One who loves to serve others. Or probably another appropriate word is doer. Some people just love to do. I'm insightful, but I just love to do. You ask my wife, I'm always want to do something. And I think it comes from my dad. Because when we were with dad, we had a farm, and plus he was a pastor, and there was always things to do. And if we were ever sitting down, he used to say to us, John, just don't sit there, do something. And most of us kids, I think he drilled that so deep into our life, is that I'm still hyperactive. People say, why are you so skinny? I just never stop. And that can be, of course, a problem in your life, but I'm balancing it out, I think. But some people are just natural doers. You know, they love to serve. They love to be in the car park. They love to be in the cafe. They love cleaning. They love gardening. Love being on car park duty, household work, whatever it is, straightening chairs. They just love to do. That's their motivation. So it's expressed in everything they do. If they go to a party, they're the one that's cleaning up things and fixing up things. And they're the ones in church that are kind of always kind of want to do. And sometimes you say, have you got a problem? No, that's their motivation. The only problem with a doer, they get really peeved off for those that sit down and do nothing. That used to be my little thing. Man, I'm doing all this work. Get up and do something. Get up and do something. You know. You've got to trim your gas burners a little bit. What your motivation is will probably make you angry as you see other people not doing what you feel is important. But just trim that gas burners a little bit. We understand that's your motivation. So some people are insightful. Some people are doers. Is this helpful today? Yeah. Those watching online, I just really hope this is a blessing to you today. The other one is a teacher. These are the people who love to research and communicate truth. We almost use the word researcher. Their motivation is strong to seek out stuff. And there's no doubt there's people here and you love to read, you love to research, and you love to teach others what you kind of know. And that is a motivation within your life. And that can make expression in your home, in your workplace. You just love to get beside people and share with them things that are not known, but you bring them to reality. The other one is exhorter, one who loves to encourage others to live a victorious life. These are extremely positive people who can equally be called encouragers. Move people beyond the circumstances they're in. I'm probably a little bit bent that way as well. And you'll find people that are super positive. Car got stolen? That's bad. At least you can walk. They're those kind of people. You know? Oh, you broke your arm? Well, at least you got the other arm. You don't get much sympathy from them. And they can be extreme in their motivation. Don't get too strapped with them. They'll bring a balance in their life. but thank God for them. And the Bible says that we need all these motivations in the body because it brings balance. Just imagine if we're all insightful and we're just sitting down there. Or for all doers. You know, the Martha syndrome. Or for all teachers. Who are we going to teach? It'd be just like too many chiefs, not enough Indians. The other one, a giver, one who loves to give time, talent, energy, and means to benefit others and advance the gospel. Another word, be contributor. Everybody should tithe, there's no doubt about that. And everybody should give. That's the liberality of God. But some people, that's their motivation. They just want to give. Man, they give you the shirt off their back. They just want to give. And it's not so much about what they have. They'd give you something they didn't have. They're just a motivation. But a person's got that gift of giving. Usually they've got resource in their life to give. And that's a motivation. They just want to give, give, give. The other one is administrator or leader. These are ones who love to organize. Who loves organizers? Okay, they lead or direct. Okay, another word could be a facilitator. And you may not realize it, but these meetings are organized. Yeah, I know, it's a surprise. We have run sheets. We have a clock. And we have the Holy Spirit. So I'm not driven by the clock. I'm driven by the Holy Spirit. But if we didn't have the clock and didn't have a run sheet, 2 o'clock, I'd be still trying to explain about gifts. Some people think, oh, you need hours. No, you don't. You can have 10 minutes in the presence of God and your life can change forever. We choose an hour and a half. So we have these people who do run sheets. Now, stand up, Karen. Isn't she lovely? And you might say, John, why? You can sit down. That's it. That's it. Yeah. And you might say, well, why do you sit next to Karen at services and all that kind of stuff? The reason is, she's telling me what to do. Yeah, she sits in. Okay, now. How many more songs? One more song. Okay, so it's time for Steve to go up. Yeah, time for Steve to go up. Okay. Did he talk too long? No, he was right on time. How many songs did he sing? How many more songs? So if you see I'm doing that, I'm trying to work out where we're at. And then she says, now Pastor John, it's time to get up and preach. Get to the point and don't preach too long. So I've got this voice at home, it's a woman, and I come to church and I've still got this voice. And I don't like being told what to do. But I tell you what, if you don't embrace it, your life's going to be a mess. God places people in the body that things can function in the household, in the church, in the workplace. And thank God for administrators and leaders. Not everyone's a leader, not everyone's an administrator. But if you've got that gift within your life, don't sit back and be negative and critical. Oh, they should have done that, they should have done that, they should have done that. Go and sit where she sits. Okay, the last one, which balances it all up, mercy and compassion. Compassionate person, one who shows compassion. I really believe that's one of my major gifts. I thought you'd laugh. Okay. Who shows compassion, love, and care for those in need. And sometimes we say compassion instead of mercy. I tell you, if you've been through a lot in life, you are full. If you dealt with it right, you're full of compassion. You know how to weep with those who weep. Sometimes you bring the comfort of God to people. And I believe each one of us can do that. I feel I can do that. But there's some people that are just gifted with mercy. Compassion that just runs out of their life. They're just motivated that way. They've always got an eye out. They always want to care and they lift. And just like the Good Samaritan, they'll bind you up. They'll help you and, you know, and send you on in life. And as I look at these, I just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the gifts that you place within our life. Thank you for your motivational gifts. That it's a gift that is us. And then there's 7 of those gifts. And then if you kind of want to pause there, there's 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit as well. So God knows how to even things up in life, but we want to talk about the motivational gift because I think it's so important for you within your life. It's so important for the propagation of the human race. It's so important for the propagation of the kingdom of God that we realize, yeah, God's graced me to be saved, but also God's graced and gifted me to do something. That in a unique way that only I can do it. And as I was looking at that, I just think, are you excited about the prospect of discovering your gifting? You may know what it is, or you may be on the journey. Or you may be come to another season in your life, you just think, what's my next step? I just believe that God's got gifts and talents that He wants to put into your life through all the experiences you are that will take you on in the next season. What I'm trying to say today is, church, it's never over. You get some people that are my age and they just kind of, they pack their bags up and they think, I've run my race. If you want that way, you have, but really you haven't. There's talents and gifts and abilities that need to come out of your life, out of your maturity, out of the experiences of life. There's young people here today that need the guiding hand of the older people. There's the older people that need the enthusiasm of the younger people. Man, we're in this together. Motivation, the gift that is you. And each one is at least one or two gifts, and they can change in the seasons, as I said. And I think we should be anticipating what God is going to do in our life as we unwrap what God's given to us. And I've just mentioned the seven foundations that all other kind of gifts, things flow out of, like counseling, hospitality, creative arts, carpentry, you know, and all those kind of things that they're a motivation within your life. I wasn't too sure of what shape my giftings would be. But as I just began to serve God, even in the workplace, just commit my work to the Lord, it begins to shine out of your life. What I'm probably trying to say behind all this kind of stuff, sometimes we think that one day it'll all be clear. And you'll do it. It doesn't work that way. It's a journey. Are you hearing me? It's a journey. Get on with the journey. Serve somewhere. Serve. You may have a love for kids. Begin to serve in kids. You may have a love for youth. And you know. And you may say, I've got mercy. You know, wherever you are, your gifts will make a way for you. Get yourself trained and be teachable. You need to do it. You might say, well, someone else will do it. Yeah, but then you miss out. And it misses the uniqueness of what it could be. Does God have someone else? Yeah. But then you miss out and they miss out on the uniqueness. I want to show you a little video. It's a bit funny and I know it's kind of the music starting to play. You know, but I just want to hold it there for a moment. And I want to show you a video. It's a bit funny. Hey, go on there, mate. What's your motivation in life? See, some people are just on a journey. I know what his, I'm insightful. I know what his motivation is. His motivation is music. His motivation is to bring glory to God, create atmospheres for the presence of God. And sometimes I just need someone insightful to say, mate, yeah, getting married's good, but keep singing. That's cool. Just look at this for a moment.
Oh my God! Oh my! Final jam!
A great journey and doing your gifts. Wow! Oh, what is it? Let's go on the journey. And you may look at your gift and just think, oh, gee. No, it's never like that. There's never an OG. It's, thank you, God. I'm going to learn and I'm going to develop this. And it's going to be a blessing to myself and to many in Jesus' name. Not every gift gets on the big playing field. But every gift is necessary for life and for living and for the proper functionality of your family, of our community, of our church. And God has put those motivations within your spirit in Jesus' name. Come on, let's rise up and let's be the people that go on the journey over the next 2 or 3 weeks to discover what God has placed within our lives in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.